An atheist doctor witnessed the impossible and came to believe. This story of Padre Pio's prayers and a miraculous healing will encourage you to trust in God's providence even when things seem hopeless. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio, and a heartfelt thank you to our protected children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description to begin your journey. Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's move on to our story. Today's story comes from the book Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio by Diane Allen. And it tells of a miracle so striking that it even brought an atheist doctor to faith. It revolves around Giovanni Savino, a devout man from San Giovanni Rotondo who experienced one of the most baffling healings you'll ever hear about. But let's start from the beginning. Giovanni was a construction worker, a member of the Third Order of St. Francis, and a devoted spiritual son of Padre Pio. In February 1949, he was hired to expand Padre Pio's convent. The workers needed to level out their rocky ground and were using dynamite in the process. Every morning before heading to the site, Giovanni attended Padre Pio's Mass, then waited in the sacristy for his blessing. Usually, Padre Pio placed his hands on Giovanni's head and prayed silently. But one morning, something changed. Instead of the usual blessing, Padre Pio embraced Giovanni and said, "Courage, I am praying to the Lord that you will not die." Can you imagine hearing that from Padre Pio himself? Well, as you can imagine, Giovanni was deeply shaken. He began to weep. "Padre Pio, what is going to happen to me?" he asked. But Padre Pio said nothing. The next three mornings, it happened again. The same embrace, the same unsettling words. On the fourth day, Giovanni told his co-workers, "I'm afraid something is going to go wrong. Maybe we shouldn't work today." But the crew decided to proceed with the job of blasting and leveling the ground. That afternoon, Giovanni lit the fuse under a huge boulder. When it failed to detonate, he went to check it. As he bent over, the dynamite suddenly exploded. Rocks flew everywhere. A massive stone crushed him to the ground. His face was burned, his left eye filled with debris, and his right eye completely gone. Giovanni was rushed to the hospital. His left eye was operated on, but nothing could be done for the right eye. The doctor told Giovanni's wife that both of her husband's eyes had been destroyed. When Padre Pio was informed about the accident and told that Giovanni had been blinded, he simply said, "That's not for certain yet." Giovanni was unconscious for 3 days. When he finally awoke, the doctor said that there was a slight chance of saving his left eye, but the right eye was completely hopeless. Meanwhile, back at the convent, Padre Pio was asking everyone to pray for Giovanni. At one point, he was overheard praying, "Lord, I offer you one of my eyes for Giovanni, because he's the father of a family." 10 days later, while praying the rosary in his hospital bed, Giovanni noticed a sweet heavenly fragrance, the sign of Padre Pio's invisible presence. He felt a gentle slap over his destroyed right eye. "Who touched me?" he asked, but no one answered. Realizing it must be Padre Pio, he pleaded, "Give me back my sight, Padre Pio, or let me die. I cannot live like this." The next morning, when the doctor removed the bandages, he discovered that Giovanni's skin was healed and his face restored. Even more astonishing, Giovanni could see perfectly with the very eye that had been shattered to pieces. "I can see you," exclaimed Giovanni. "I can see you with my right eye." The doctor insisted he was seeing out of the left eye, since the right eye was completely destroyed. However, after a few tests, it became clear that Giovanni was not mistaken. He was, in fact, seeing from the right eye, where the eye socket had been reduced to a bloody jelly. The doctor was speechless. "Who is the saint behind this? Who is your protector?" he asked. "I have been praying to Padre Pio," Giovanni replied. The atheist doctor said, "Now I believe too. I believe because this has happened right in front of me." When Giovanni returned to the friary to thank Padre Pio said, "Let us thank God that you did not get killed." After a pause, he added, "If only you knew what this cost me." In thanksgiving for the miracle, Giovanni and his wife offered the unborn child she was carrying to the Lord. They named him Francesco, and he later became a Capuchin priest. And with that, the story concludes. Even amid miracles so extraordinary, Padre Pio remained humble, always directing praise away from himself. He reminded everyone, "Do not thank me, thank our Lord and our Lady. They are responsible for your healing." His humility teaches us that holiness means pointing others to God, the source of all grace and healing. May we learn from Padre Pio's example to stay humble in our own lives, trusting always in God's power rather than our own. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.